special day for all of us. Because on this day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Very good. What's your name? Raghubi. Okay. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna. Why does Krishna come? Who is the Supreme? Who is Krishna then? The Supreme Personality. Where does the Supreme Personality of Godhead reside? In the spirit. Then why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead have to come here? Why does the Lord come here? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said it. How many of you remember the purpose of His appearance? So, Paritranaya Sadhunam, Vinashaya Chadushkutam, Dharma Samsthapanathaya, Dharma Samsthapana, for the sake of establishing Dharma. He comes to establish Dharma Samsthapana. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came naturally to establish Dharma. He came to establish Dharma at a very difficult time. An age which is completely submerged in sensuality. It's an ocean of sensuality. This age. And the situation was so critical that even the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself considered that He couldn't do it. The incarnation of Mahavishnu, Advaita. Advaita Acharya is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu felt that. Just as before Krishna's appearance, it was Brahma actually who prayed to Krishna. Because Brahma felt that he couldn't do it. So, similarly now, Mahavishnu was doing it. Therefore, Advaita Acharya was praying for Krishna to come. He felt that unless until Krishna Himself comes, nobody will be able to rectify that. This has been described very beautifully as Kuhunkar Garjanadi Ahoratra Gunam. Ah Krishna Radhika Nathi Radhika Nathi. So Advaita Acharya was very loudly Ohankara, very loud. And Gorjan means roaring, he was loudly roaring. Krishna. And which Krishna? Radhika Nath. Radhanath Krishna. Not Narayan. He himself is Vishnu. So he is. And in order to let Krishna come, what did he, how did he make the arrangement? Ganga Bari Monohari Tulashani Mano. yogi. Krishna gyan sada dhyana prema bhani chaitu. He took Tulasi Manjari and Ganga water. And offering Tulasi and Ganga water at the lotus feet of the Lord, he was called. Please. And it is because of Advaita Acharya's calling that Krishna came. In the scriptures, it has been mentioned that there are two reasons of Krishna's coming as Chaitanya. One is external and the other is internal. The external reason for his appearance was to distribute Krishna prema. What does it mean, distribute Krishna prema? This has been again explained very nicely in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been described that after performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, towards the end of Dwapara Yuga, he performed his pastimes, and then Krishna considered Yathishtha Vihari Krishna Kari Antardhan. Antardhan Kori Mone Kari Anuman. Krishna considered, Krishna withdrew his pastime and he went back to the spiritual. And then Krishna considered that now I have revealed my Braja Leela, Vrindavan pastime. Now, Vrindavan pastime is very special. Special in the sense, Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is a spiritual sky. Spiritual sky is Vaikuntha. But Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. What's the difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan? In Vaikuntha, Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the Supreme Personality. And everybody knows him as the Supreme Personality. Whereas in Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan don't treat him as the Supreme Personality. As if they forgot that he is the Supreme Personality. In Vaikuntha, the awareness is there that Krishna is the Narayana, the Supreme Personality. And as a result of that, their attitude towards him is in the mood of awe and reverence. Because when you are approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like for example, you are seeing him in the altar, how do you treat, look at him? Lord Jagannath? Like you look at him with awe and reverence. Recognizing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who are you? You are his eternal. But in Vrindavan, the mood is different. In Vrindavan, the mood is infection. Some of the residents of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys, treat him like a friend. Now, can you go to the altar and put your arm around Jagannath and say, "Hi Jagannath, how are you?" No, because the awareness is there. But in Vrindavan, their mood is the cow close mood is like that. You're my friend. And not only they put their arms around Jagannath or Krishna, sometimes they put their feet on him. Like sometimes they wrestle. And the condition of the wrestling is that whoever wins, the loser has to carry him on his back. So sometimes Krishna loses. And his friend tells him, "Krishna, now you have to carry him." Krishna says, "No, I won't carry you." Friend says, "Look, I defeated you. And the condition was that you have to carry me. The loser has to carry the winner." Krishna says, "No, I didn't lose. There was a banana peel and I slipped on that. And when I fell, you jumped on me and said, so the friend says, "No, that's a lie, Krishna, that's not true. After so much effort, I defeated you, I pinned you down on the ground. And then when Krishna refuses to carry the friend on his back, the friend forces his way onto Krishna. So can you imagine when he forced his way onto Krishna's back, what he had to do? He had to step onto Krishna's body. He had to put his foot on Krishna's body. Now who will ever dare to do that? At least in friendship, they are equal. But in parental, Krishna becomes subordinate. Right? His father and mother become superior. Now, who can become superior to God? Can anybody become superior to God? But one may not become superior to God, but Krishna one, he can become inferior to God. And that's what he did. He became equal to somebody, he became subordinate to somebody. And conjugal, it's like a loving relationship between a young boy and a young girl. And the girls of Vrindavan, Krishna used to deal with them like their boyfriend. And that is how Krishna used to deal with them. Now, becoming equal, can a devotee consider himself to be equal? Can a devotee ever think that he is superior to Krishna? But Krishna becomes equal to them. But in order to do that, Krishna had to make them forget that he is the Supreme Personality. Now, this forgetfulness again is not forgetfulness of. There are two types of forgetfulness. Forgetfulness out of ignorance and forgetfulness out of love. Forgetfulness out of ignorance, what it means we know it very well. Because we are experiencing it all. But forgetfulness out of love is something like a very dear one, say for example, the sun has become the state principle. It's not that the mother doesn't know that the son has become the state president. But does the mother treat the son like a state president? The mother treats him like her own son. When he comes home late, she chastises him. Why did you come back? He said, I have a lot of work to do. And the mother said, what? You should come back home in time. And in this way, the mother treats the son. It's not that the mother doesn't know that the son is the state president, right? The mother, our duty is love, due to her love for him. The mother treats him. Doesn't treat him like a state president, but treats him like her own son. Due to her love for him. So, forgetfulness of Vrindavan about Krishna's position in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is something like that. Out of the intense love for Krishna, they forgot Krishna. Not that they forgot, it's not that they do not know that Krishna is God, but they do not care about it. Their attitude is, well, so what? You may be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? But to me, you are my friend, that's what I mean. So that is the special of devotion to Krishna. There are five positive mellows and favorable mellows. Neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental, and country. Are you aware of that? Like neutrality. Okay, first consideration is there are two types of relationships. Unfavorable, favorable. Unfavorable. The demon's attitude towards Krishna is unfavorable. They look at Krishna as a kind of hatred. And the other is favorable or loving. So, one side is animosity and the other side is love. And in between, there is a neutral line of demarcation. Neutral. So, it begins with neutral. They are neither inimical nor love. Like, you are okay, I am okay. Like for example, you have some neighbors whom you know that they are there, but you don't really have any relationship, any exchange with them. You know that they are there. You see them doing various things, but you don't have any relationship with them. And so that is the neutral. And then, servitorship. Like for example, the relationship that you have with your servants, that relationship is more intimate than those neighbors. Right? Your relationship with your friend is more intimate than with your servant. Then, your relationship with your parents is more intimate. So in this way, they are progressively more and more intimate. the relationship between husband and wife is more intimate than the relationship with the father. And it is said that the relationship between a girlfriend and boyfriend is even more intimate than the relationship between the husband and wife. So anyway, so this is how different grades of relationships have been established. And of them, the most intimate is the relationship between a boyfriend and girlfriend. A young boy and a young girl in love with each other. They are not married as yet. Therefore, their relationship appears to be even more intimate. Anyway, these relationships, these three types of relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is not otherwise possible, is available. Which is not available in Vaikuntha, the spiritual side. That relationship is available. So that's why Krishna, after performing his Vrindavan pastime, he considered that I have performed my Vrindavan pastime, but how will anyone ever understand the glory of Vrindavan? And in this respect, Krishna had a very special, very relevant consideration. He considered that the devotee I can see how brave you are. So, a grasshopper can cause so much anxiety. This is the material nature. But mind you, in Vrindavan, what to speak of a grasshopper? Even when a terrible demon comes, the devotees remain unperturbed. And what is their reaction? Krishna says. Okay, so Krishna considered, this is a very important consideration, please listen carefully. Krishna considered that a devotee will always serve Krishna following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. When you render devotional service following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, what kind of devotion? It is called Vaidhi. Vidhi. Vidhi means rules and regulations given in the scriptures. So a devotee always renders service unto Krishna following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. And it has been advised in the scriptures that one must render devotional service following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, otherwise it will create a disturbance. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidhi, Vina, ঐকান্তিকী হরের ভক্তির উৎপাদনই প্রকল্প। ইফ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ইজ রেন্ডার্ড উইদাউট ফলোয়িং দ্য রুলস এন্ড রেগুলেশন অফ দ্য স্ক্রিপচার্স, ইফ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ইজ রেন্ডার্ড উইদাউট ফলোয়িং দ্য বিধিস, দেন ইট সিম্পলি ক্রিয়েটস আ ডিস্টারবেন্স অফ দ্য সোসাইটি। উৎপাদনই প্রকল্প, উৎপাদ মিন্স ডিস্টার্বেন্স। সো ইন দিস ওয়ে দ্য স্ক্রিপচার সেজ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস মাস্ট বি রেন্ডার্ড ফলোয়িং দ্য রুলস অফ দ্য স্ক্রিপচার বাই ডিফল্ট। বাট হোয়েন ওয়ান রেন্ডার্স ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ফলোয়িং ভৈদিক ভক্তি, দেন ওয়ে ডাজ হি গো? ওয়েন হি অ্যাচিভস হিজ পারফেকশন, হি গোজ টু ভৈদিক। Now see the catch. Devotional service must be rendered following Vaidhi Bhakti. When you achieve your perfection following Vaidhi Bhakti, then you go to Vaikuntha. But Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. So then how to go to Vrindavan? Because if you go to Vaikuntha, then you will be stuck. Because in Vaikuntha, you will achieve your spiritual perfection. The spiritual perfection is your eternal constitution. You can't change it. So how do you go to this? So the point is, from Vaikuntha there is no access to it. Once you go to Vaikuntha, that's it. You'll be situated in your eternal spiritual identity. So that even made Krishna to wonder what to do. See the problem that Krishna faced at that time. How will anyone, now I have revealed my Vrindavan pastime, but how will anyone ever come to it? Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be rendered, devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be rendered through Vaidhi Bhakti, and through Vaidhi Bhakti when one will achieve his spiritual perfection, he will be elevated to Vaikuntha. And from Vaikuntha one can go to God. Therefore, Krishna found the solution. The solution is that he should come as a devotee, not as a Supreme Personality. And when this devotee Krishna is rendered service in Vaidhi Bhakti, devotion to him in Vaidhi Bhakti will enable one to do that. The Supreme Lord, therefore, Krishna came as, or Krishna decided to come as Sri Chaitanya. You serve Krishna through Vaidhi Bhakti, you'll go to Vaikuntha. You serve the devotee Krishna through Vaidhi Bhakti, where will you go? There is another consideration in this respect. Because you see, when Krishna does something, it is perfect. It's absolutely perfect from whichever angle you look at. From every single angle it is. Now there is another consideration in the scripture. Through Vaidhi Bhakti, you end up in Vaikuntha when you achieve your spiritual. And it is through Raganuga Bhakti, when you achieve your spiritual perfection, then you go to Vaikuntha. But the thing is, it has been clearly pointed out, no direct Raganuga Bhakti. Isn't it? Shruti, Smriti, Purana, etc. which is indicating that if it is not executed by following Vaidhyavati, it creates disturbance. Point is, if one is executing Raganuga Bhakti in that way, then it will create disturbance. Without Vaidhyavati, Raganuga Bhakti will create disturbance. So now you see, what is the definition of Raganuga Bhakti? The definition of Raganuga Bhakti, Rag means love. And the residence of Vrindavan, as I mentioned earlier, has only love for Krishna. It's just love and love and only love. Nothing but love. So those devotees of Vrindavan, therefore, are known as Ragatmika. Now, when one renders devotional service following these Ragatmika Bhakti, then they are called Raganuga. So, you got the definition now of Raganuga Bhakti? When a resident of Vrindavan, when is followed and one renders devotional service following that devotee of Vrindavan, that is Raganuga. Now consider, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming the mood of Srimati. So now, when you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? When you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radha. So when you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? Srimati Radharani. And who is the best Ragatmika Bhakta in Vrindavan? Srimati Radharani. So when you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the one hand you are for executing your devotional service to Vaidhi Bhakti, but because you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your bhakti is automatically becoming. And then when one achieves his perfection by rendering service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Vaidhi Bhakti, ultimately what happens? He sees Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes Radha and Krishna. Radha. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha. So in that perfected stage, so when you see Radha Krishna, where are you? So this is how appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made the living entities get an access. Now this is the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is external reason. Anarpita charin chirat korunaya bhutirna kalu. To bestow something that he had never given before, very mercifully, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared. What is that that he has not given before? Samarpayitum unnato jagarasam svabhaktishu. His own devotion, svabhakti. His own devotion in the most elevated and most brilliant manner. Unnato ujjalo rasam. Unnato means most elevated. And Ujjvala means Jayo Jayo Jalo Rasu Sarva Rasu Sar Parokya Bhave Jaha. This most brilliant and most elevated melody then loving relationship that will become manifest in him. That is parokya bhava. Parokya bhava means loving relationship without social consideration. Social consideration is marriage. A loving relationship between a man and a woman, a boy and a girl, is socially approved through marriage. But this loving relationship in Vrindavan didn't care about the social convention. So that is the most brilliant loving relationship. So anyway, so this is how Vrindavan mellow, or the loving relationship between Krishna and Gopi in Vrindavan has been established as the highest loving relationship. Honored people, Chodini Chirat, which Krishna never gave before. They had Vaikuntha access. Access to Vaikuntha, but not to Vrindavan. But now, appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enabling us to have access to this Vrindavan relationship. So that is the external. He appeared assuming a molten golden. And the internal reason briefly described is Krishna, when he performed his Braja Leela, which is predominantly his loving relationship with Srimati Radha, it's an intense loving exchange between the Lord and his greatest. So that made Krishna wonder how great and how deep is Radharani's love for him. Krishna wanted to know. Sri Radhaya Pranayam, how deep is Radharani's love for him. And so, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Krishna Manai Vashyanta Jenad Bhuta Madhurima Ki Krishna. In what kind of Madhurima, in what kind of sweetness is there in me that attracts Radharani so much? Why Radharani is so attracted to me? And loving me, what kind of joy does he experience? Sokhan chashya madhava bhavati. So Krishna beti lobhat. In order to understand that, Krishna developed an intense greed about this thing. The glory of Radharani's love. What kind of sweetness is there in him that attracts Srimati Radharani? And by loving him, what kind of joy Radharani experiences? In order to understand that, Krishna assumed the role of Srimati Radharani. Krishna, meaning Krishna became Radharani, and Krishna became one, and Krishna as you. As if Krishna became Radha. And that Krishna who became Radharani is Sri Chaitanya. Therefore, in Mahaprabhu's later pastimes, we see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is behaving, becoming intensely absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in separation. So today is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. Therefore, it is important that we recognize and try to understand why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya. And coming here, what did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teach? Mahaprabhu's teaching is very important. He came to teach us. Although he mentioned that that also has been discussed and described. Radharani appearing in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is teaching that the Radharani's love for him is the highest. And Krishna, who Radharani is in love with? Is Radharani in love with Krishna of Dwarka? No. When Radharani saw Krishna of Dwarka, she was extremely disappointed. But this is not the one. Radharani met Krishna after 100 years of separation in Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse. It is a custom in India since time immemorial to go to Kurukshetra to take bath in Samanta Panchak. It's a lake that was created by Parashurama. Summon the puncher and take bath there on the occasion of solar eclipse. So we can see that that custom was prevalent even 5,000 years ago. Krishna went on the occasion to summon the puncher. And the cowherd folks from Vrindavan also went. They took their bath on the day of solar eclipse. And then the next day, when they were making arrangements to leave, then the residents of Vrindavan got the news that Krishna was there. They didn't see Krishna for 100 years. And now they got to know that Krishna was there. Can you imagine how they felt? They just ran to meet Krishna. But when Radharani saw Krishna, as I mentioned, she was disappointed. She was disappointed by Krishna. My Krishna wears a peacock feather. This Krishna is wearing a crown. My Krishna wears a flower garland. And this Krishna is fitting to so many ornaments and jewels. My Krishna is dressed in yellow garland. Yellow sutra. And this one is decked up in royal. My Krishna carries a flute in his hand. And look what he's carrying in his hand. The weapons. Sword, bow, this is not mine. My Krishna is a counterpoint, but this character is. So that was Radha Krishna's mood. So the residents of Vrindavan understood this mood of Radha Krishna. So what did they do? They got hold of Krishna's chariot. Krishna was already on his chariot. They got hold of Krishna's chariot along with the horses, and they started to pull the chariot. That is the festival that we will be celebrating day after tomorrow. Rathi Yatra festival. So in this way, the gopis of Vrindavan felt about Krishna. That is, their interest was only about Vrajendra. When they saw this Dwarkesh Krishna, Dwarkadhish Krishna, they wanted to see Nanda Krishna, Krishna the son of God. Arath Bhagavan Brajeshwara. Who is the worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead? The son of Nanda Maharaj. Not the son of Vasudeva. The son of Nanda Maharaj. Aradha Bhagavan. Brajeshwara Tanaya. Brajeshwara is Braja Isha, the king of Vrindavan. Who is the king of Vrindavan? Nanda Maharaj. His son. Aradha Bhagavan is Vrajeshwara. And Stadhama Vrindavanam. His dham, his abode is not Mathura, not Dwarka. Not Mathura is Krishna, not Dwarka is Krishna. Vrajendra Krishna. Ramma Kachi Dupashana Prajabadhu Varge Nijakurta. The way the cowherd temples of Vrindavan served him, worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship. Now, what's the proof of this statement? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amanam. The spotless Puran Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amanam Prema Pumartha Mahan. And to achieve this loving devotion to Krishna is ultimate goal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Madhava. This is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya. So in summary, in essence, this is the teaching. There are various aspects of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Another aspect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching has been presented by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is saying that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shad Shiva Dhan Shaho Abhutori Uttanta Durlabha Prem Kodivari Nam Shikhaya Shadhanamati Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to bestow his mercy upon the living entity, appeared in the age of Kali along with his associate and his abode. Shapar Shad Shiva Dhan Shaho Abhutori Uttanta Durlabha Prem Koribare Dham. In order to distribute very, very rare Krishna prem. Very rare Krishna prem. Uttanta Durlabha Prem Koribare Dham Nithai Sharanagati Bhagavati. He is teaching the process of suffering. So, and this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's presentation. He is teaching the process of suffering. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Praja, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. How to suffer? Krishna is telling, surrender unto me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us how to suffer. Mamekam Sharanam Praja, Shikhaya Sharanam Praja. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur elaborates that in his series of poems. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elaborately instructed Sanatana Goswami. He also instructed Srinivasa Goswami, giving the instruction on Sambhanga and Abhidhi. This is the relationship aspect and the means, the process of devotion. But then we can see through Mahaprabhu's interaction with Ramananda Roy, his teaching has been very wonderful and became manifest. He was not instructing Ramananda Roy, but he is asking Ramananda Roy questions. He met Ramananda Roy on the bank of Godavari River in a place called Kovur, and where Ramananda Roy was a magistrate, a very big government administrator. And Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. So both of them met. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Ramananda, please tell me, what is the ultimate goal of life? So here Lord is actually teaching us through this question, what is the ultimate goal of life? When he asked, what is the ultimate goal of life? What did Ramananda reply? He said, Varnashram, to perform Varnashram Dharma is the ultimate goal. And he substantiated that statement by quoting from the scripture. Varnashrama charobata purusha Vishnur aradhate pantha mayam tattusha. Performance of Varnashram is the best way and the only way, nannattusha, to please the Although Ramananda has substantiated his statement through scriptural evidence, but what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it. No. That's extant. Tell me what. Then Ramananda has spoke about Karma Yoga, and he substantiated with the scriptural evidence. Jat karosi jagasnasi jat jubasi dadasi jat jat tapushushi konteya tat kurushana. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever austerity you perform, whatever you give in charity, do it for me. Offer the results of your actions to me. This is what karma yoga. But what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? External. Tell me something. Then Ramananda spoke about karma sannyas, renunciation of karma. sarva-dharma. And Mahaprabhu also says that. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking us from higher and higher. Rejecting that, sarva dharma and paritya, the final instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Then Ramananda Rai told about Jnana Yoga. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kamshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Lavate Param. Mad Bhaktim Lavate Param. My transcendental devotional service. When one is situated in Brahma Bhuta platform, in that platform he sees all the living entities. At that time, he is completely free from hankering and lamentation. And that is the platform of Krishna saying, my transcendental devotion. But what was Mahaprabhu's response? Iha Bhajwa. This is also explained. Tell me. Then Ramananda told him about pure devotional service, free from jnana and karma. Anna vilasita shunam, jnana karmad anapritam, anukullena krishnanu shiranam. Yes. That's it. But tell me what's going on. So then Ramananda Rai told about devotional service in the mood of Shantaras. Mahaprabhu accepted. Tell me more. He spoke about devotional service in Dasya. Service. Mahaprabhu accepted it and said, tell me, dear. He spoke of devotional service in 10 and 10 minutes. Fine, tell me more. Then he spoke about devotional service in conjugal love. Mahaprabhu said, that's right, tell me, dear. Ramananda Rai said that I didn't know anybody who could ask for it. You are empowering me to ask the question. It is you who is making me ask the question. And if you want, then probably I'll be able to answer the question by you. And then he spoke about the gopis were dancing with Krishna. There's one Krishna between two gopis. In this way, Krishna was dancing with 16,000. But in the center, there's one Krishna dancing with one gopi. So that gopi must have been very special. And then, when that gopi became upset and left the Rasa Mandali, Krishna left all 16,000 gopis and ran after him. So that gopi must. And in this way, Radha Rani's identity has been established as the best of all devotees. And that is devotion to Srimati Radha Rani as the ultimate devotee that has been established by the teaching of Sri Chaitanya. So in this way, we can see what an inconceivable mercy we have received from the Buddha. And that mercy was available only in India. And that also was lost. And then Srila Prabhupada took that. And took it out of India and started to distribute it from America to all over the world. So that is how it has been available to all of us. On a day like this, we actually recognize what an amazing gift we have received. The inconceivable, unique treasure of the spiritual sky, which is rare even for Lord Brahma or Shiva, has become available. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya.